Folks, according to Forbes magazine, these five people are the best-selling American Idol contestants of all time. But they weren't the most successful. What the heck do I mean? And what the heck is going on? Folks, according to Forbes magazine, these five artists are the top-selling American Idol alumni of all time based on units sold. Carrie Underwood, 14.7 million units. Kelly Clarkson, 12.9 million. Clay Aiken, 5 million. And Fantasia Barrino, 3.1 million units sold. Now, those numbers are probably higher still, but they're still not the most successful American Idol alumni of all time. The most successful alumni on American Idol of all time is Mr. William Hung. Bear with me. I'm going to build a case. Why is he the most successful? This guy was able to get the greatest return on the smallest amount of talent. Talent so small, it didn't even exist. Now, if you don't remember or you're too young, Mr. William Hung burst into our living rooms in 2004 when, as a hopeful contestant, he came into the American Idol audition room and sang his version of Ricky Martin's She Bangs. Now, first of all, this song is a little bit confusing. Here are some of the lyrics. Well, if Lady Luck gets on my side, we're going to rock this town alive. I'll let her rough me up till she knocks me out. She walks like she talks, and she talks like she walks. She talks like she walks? She walks like she talks? What if she walks like a truck driver, but then has a little baby voice, like, "Oh, can I have a beer, please?" Or vice versa, what if she walks kind of shy and bashful, and then pounds the bar and says, "I need a damn beer." Anyway, back to Mr. Hung. As he was doing his audition, of course, Simon Cowell interrupts him, holds up his hand, thank you. And then William Hung says, in a most poetic manner possible, in the most earnest and honest way possible, he says, "I have no professional training." No, come on. You got to be kidding me, Mr. Hung. We couldn't tell. So he didn't get passed on, didn't get to Hollywood, of course. So what makes him successful? Well, here's what he did get. He got a 3-record deal. He played shows all over the world in front of crowds as big as 25,000 people. And his musical career lasted 7 years. That's 6 years, 354 days, 23 hours, and 57 minutes longer than most people that have ever appeared on the show. He made more out of his American Idol appearance than a hunter gets out of a deer. I use everything on the deer. All the parts. We use everything. I even use the antlers as a drying rack for my beaver pelts. Heck, many successful rock bands don't last more than 5 years. You know, except the Rolling Stones, of course. They've been going for decades and look like they could go another 10 years even after they're dead. For all we know, they're dead now and they're being kept alive by animatronics and medical marijuana. William Hung appeared on all the top TV talk shows, the top interview shows, the top news shows. He was interviewed in hundreds of magazines, and 100,000 fans wrote a petition to get him back on the show. Just think of how much that number would have been in these days of social media. So William Hung's first album, Inspiration, got lousy reviews. So it sold poorly, right? Probably. It sold 200,000 copies and reached the top of the Billboard Independent Album Chart. Now, he came out with two more albums that didn't do as well. For example, he came out with Hung for the Holidays in 2004, and it only sold 35,000 units. And then, of course, who can forget Miracle Happy Summer from William Hung? You don't remember that one? Does anybody? Don't have that in your collection. But he had some smart people helping him from the very beginning. I'm not sure what his father's background was, but he was a promoter extraordinaire from the beginning, because right away he started demanding $20,000 for an appearance. And he appeared everywhere. He was even named the Artichoke King of Castroville. Was William Hung the worst person to ever appear on that show? Of course not. What about the girl that sang all of her song lyrics with the voice of the Cowardly Lion? Or remember the guy that came up with Pants on the Ground? His original song? Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Any way you look at it, William Hung made bank with a voice that made Rebecca Black seem like Pavarotti. Questionable dental care, and a dancing style that resembled a guy raking leaves while fighting off a swarm of African killer bees. So by 2011, he got out of the game. He got a job eventually working for LA County as an administrative assistant, and he got married in 2014. The best thing about William Hung was his attitude. Seriously, he had the best attitude, I think, of any contestant ever. There seems to be an inverse relationship between skill level and talent on American Idol and how mad the contestants get when they are told they absolutely suck. What do most of them do? They get angry. You watch, they say. I'm going to the top of the charts. I don't need this little karaoke show. Hey, we're still waiting for you. But what did William Hung do in contrast? He says, I have no professional training. And then he says, I already gave my best and I have no regrets at all. I've said the exact same thing when a disappointed girl starts yelling at me that I lasted less than 2 minutes, which is most of the time. Hey, that's pretty good. 2 minutes should be plenty, shouldn't it? 2 minutes is a long time. 2 minutes is 120 seconds. That's not long enough? I mean, I've got things to do. Don't people have things to do? Why does she get mad? I mean, why get mad? Why does she get mad? Disappointed, okay, but mad? It's a little over the top. Folks, that has been my ramble about William Hung, who I consider the man who made the most with the least on American Idol. Maybe you don't agree. Let me know. It's jditzel@joeditzel.com. Shoot me a note or just leave a comment here. Folks, that's all I have for now. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.